We have a very, very happy occasion this evening to have the privilege to see four sisters in Christ take a very important and a responsible step in their lives. The step of baptism, beloved friends. These have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Some of us have spoken to them. And they really want to take this step because of what they see in Scripture is true, that baptism is a very necessary step if one confesses Christ as personal Savior and Lord. I'd just like to read three or four verses in Romans 6. You don't need to turn to it. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into or unto Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You know, Peter had been preaching to the Jews about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Jews' responsibility in crucifying their Messiah. And it says in Acts chapter 2 that they were pricked to the heart. And they said to Peter and the others, men and brethren, what do we do? And Peter said, repent, ye therefore, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And then it says a little later that they gladly received his word. I believe that there are some here, perhaps, maybe unknown to us, who have gladly received the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word of God as their personal Savior here at Lassen this year. We don't know for sure. These four sisters have confessed that they've received the Lord Jesus Christ. They gladly received the Word of God, it says, and were baptized. And there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. That was quite a harvest in one gospel sermon that was preached on the day of Pentecost. And then it said they continued. We trust that each one of you and these dear four sisters will continue steadfastly, like Mark was telling us, that we might all stand. Stand for the Lord. Oh, He's worthy. He is worthy. He's coming soon, beloved young people. We know that, don't we? May our hearts be filled and thrilled with the thought of His coming. And may we be willing to take a stand, because baptism is a step of privilege to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ in His death and resurrection. But there is a responsibility connected with it. These that were saved that day, some of them, in Acts chapter 2, were responsible for the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism carries with it a very significant and important character. Let's think of it this way. For 4,000 years, God put man or men and women on trial and tried them in every possible way and facet that He could. And at the end of 4,000 years, the trial ended in the death and the murder of the Son of God. Now you tell me, beloved friends, what value is there in the human race that God can see and accept and that man can take pride in, or can merit eternal life in? If the trial ended in the death and murder of God's Son, is there anything good in our hearts, humanly speaking? Absolutely not. Baptism really means to immerse or to plunge or burial. In other words, when the Lord Jesus Christ died, thank God He died for our sins according to the Scriptures and was buried and the third day arose according to the Scriptures. But burial carries with it something very significant. When he was under the wrath of God, the floodwaters of God's wrath was poured out upon him on the cross. He was suffering not only for sins that we've committed, but for that old man within us. The root of sin that produces the sins in our lives that emanate and come forth from the heart. For the Bible says in Mark 7, out of the heart proceeds fornication, adulteries, thefts, murders, and so on and so forth. That's God's estimation. His appraisal of the whole human race, and it never improved after 4,000 years. God judged it. He condemned it by sending His own Son who condemned sin in the flesh. And now the step of baptism simply means that these dear young people, by going under the water, as we read in Romans chapter 6, are taking their place with the Lord Jesus Christ in His death. They are not dying to sin. We cannot die to sin. We struggle with sin, don't we? But the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. We are buried with Him unto His death by baptism. In other words, what happens when a loved one dies and he or she is buried? They're out of sight. They're gone. We don't see them anymore. We can go out to the cemetery, to the grave site. We don't see anyone. They're gone. Ye are dead, the Scripture says, and your life is hid with Christ in God. We have died with the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, but we have died with Him. Oh, you say, I fail, I sin, I make mistakes. That doesn't make any difference as far as God is concerned. Ye are dead as far as He is concerned, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now we want to reckon ourselves to be dead with Him. Dead indeed unto sin, Romans 6:11, but alive unto God. Just to illustrate it, and then we'll have the girls step forward. I'd like to tell you a little story. My daughter had a dog that she loved very much. She's married, and her husband and her both loved this German Shepherd very deeply. He was a big dog. He weighed probably about 120 pounds. Very beautiful dog, but he was extremely dangerous. And we were telling Shelley and Jeff that they better be careful because someone was going to get bitten by this very dangerous but beautiful German Shepherd. Well, some did get bitten by him. So they put him on trial. They did everything they could do to cultivate a better relationship with him and people. But it didn't work. And some other people got bitten. In fact, I think I even have a scar in my arm, back here somewhere, that I could show you. It's a pretty deep bite he put on my arm when I went over to visit the dog when my daughter and her husband were on vacation. See if he had plenty of food to eat. He was trying to lean over the fence and he got me. The dog failed probation. He failed the test. Because one day, he bit somebody very severely. My daughter cried very, very sorrowfully because she knew what she had to do. And her husband likewise. She took the dog down to the pound and said, I don't want to sell this dog to anybody because he's dangerous. The only thing we can do is to have him put to sleep. She went back home, still crying. When she got home, she picked up the phone and called the animal shelter. And she said, no, please don't. Don't put my dog to sleep. She couldn't take it. But it was too late. The dog had already been put to sleep. He was only about 2 or 3 years old. But let's say that they had not put the dog to sleep when she made that telephone call. And she had gotten a call from Paul Connor. Paul said, by the way, Jeff and Shelley, I have one of the latest kinds of implants that can be done on animals there is, at least, for dogs, that is. And I would like to recommend it that you hold off having the dog put to sleep, and I'll bring this new implant out, this life, for this dog, so that you can keep him for yourself, because I'm sure it will cure the problem. So Paul comes out and he does the surgery on the dog and puts the dog asleep, puts this life in the dog. And let's say it's the life of a lamb. He sutures up the wounds and the incisions, and after a while the dog is walking around, but he seems different. He acts strange, not like a dog at all. In fact, he comes up to you and licks you instead of biting you. You see, he has a new nature. He eats grass, which is very strange for a German Shepherd to do. Some do, perhaps, but only on special occasions. But this dog is like a brand new animal, and they take the dog home, and he loves everybody. He lays down just like a lamb or a sheep. He's kind to people, you see, because he has a new life. That's just like the believer. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, but behold, all things are become new. But you see, in this German Shepherd, he still has a nature that sort of likes to do the things he used to do. Just like the Christian. You see, we're dead. Our life is hid with Christ in God. We're buried with Christ. We're out of sight as far as God is concerned. But we have a nature that loves the things of the world. Well, you see, the life of the lamb overcomes the life of the dog. He controls the dog instead of the dog controlling the lamb. This is where the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Lord of glory, comes in. He wants to be the Lord of your life. And dear girls, as you step forward, I want you to think of that. To reckon yourselves dead, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're going to go under the waters here, and you are going to be buried with Him by baptism. And when you come up, you will have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You should not see, just like God does not see, that old life that existed before. And only by death, really, beloved friends, can we be delivered from sin. If we had a dead dog laying here in front of us, we could put a piece of meat up to its mouth. Wouldn't even bother him. You see? And if we reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin by faith, but alive unto God, we can overcome. We can stand, like Mark said. Okay, girls, if you'd like to step forward.